Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and today I interview the president of the center, Brad Finstad, out at FarmFest at the Gilfillan Estate near Morgan, and asked him what farmers were talking about.
Well, there's the caution optimism in regards to commodity prices. You know, things have been pretty good. A lot more volatility in the market, so people are, you know, there's more talk this year than I've ever heard about technology. You know, tracking markets, being able to make marketing and business decisions faster. You know, the old days of getting in the tractor in the morning and coming in for lunch and checking the markets could cost thousands of dollars. So now it's sitting in the tractor, looking at your cell phone, seeing if the markets are going up and down and seeing if you have to make decisions with your crop. So that's been interesting. You know, so that really hammers home a point that the center has worked on for years, and that's, you know, the connectivity in rural Minnesota, the high-speed internet broadband. What does the state look like? Where are dead zones? So it's been an interesting development that we didn't really see coming. But
yeah, and you can do that because the tractor's steering itself.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. It's not your grandpa's farming anymore. Yeah.
So you've got that going on. I was reading an article that was actually done by Minnesota Public Radio that was talking about some of the comments they were getting from folks at FarmFest, and it was cautious optimism. There were some things that there were some concerns. Concerns about, for instance, regulations, particularly in the animal husbandry industries. You want to touch on that?
Yeah, they actually had a panel here at FarmFest focused just on regulation yesterday, and it was interesting because it was kind of a two-part panel. They had a more producer-focused panel that was kind of the, hey, we're in the trenches, this is what we're faced with. And then they followed it up with more of a bureaucratic panel of people that are actually on the other side. And it was interesting because there was a lot of frustrations from the farm community about some of the regulations which they feel are cumbersome and really roadblock some expansion. And the interesting focus of that developed through this forum was bringing young people back to the farms. That, you know, do you have the stomach and the wherewithal and the financial ability to fight through the bureaucracy and the regulations to get to the point where you can expand cow herds or expand swine herds to have enough income to support multiple families? So, you know, the common theme, of course, is that the ag community isn't polluting at will. I mean, they're drinking water that's in wells right next to their hog barns. So, you know, the environment and the concerns of the regulation are very important to them. What we did hear from the governor was some comments about he's really committed, and he said his administration will be committed to working with producers on regulation reform. And, you know, an interesting move, the governor gave out his home phone. He gave out his home phone number to about 300 people that were in that tent and said, if you're faced with regulatory problems, and when it comes to expanding your farm, you call my home phone, and I'll get involved, and we'll make sure things work.
So, interesting.
Interesting, yeah. We'll see if he answers it.
Now, of course, the other thing that, you know, you notice if you're walking around the grounds here at FarmFest, it's, first of all, it's a pretty big operation, and the equipment is mind-boggling. Some of the size of these tractors and just the equipment that they're hauling around in these fields is just amazing.
It's a neat thing. I think a lot of farmers, I think, use this as an opportunity to shop around and see what the newest technology, the newest equipment is. But yeah, it is a valley fair for the farmers.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.